Yep.
8:30 on the clock. We'll call to order the Gage County Board of Equalization. The meeting act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation. Juergens, Hill, Dorn, Bauman, Byers, Setzer. Lyle's currently absent. First thing on the agenda is to approve the current agenda as presented.
Go ahead and move so.
Moved by Byers to approve.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Next. 6-0. Lyle currently absent. Thank you. 6-0. Next is to approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
I move to approve.
By Kathy Setzer.
Second.
Seconded by Byers. Discussion. Vote. 6-0 to approve. Next, comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing none, we'll move to approve or disapprove maintenance agreement with Standard Appraisal Services, Inc., effective November 1, 2013, through October 31st, 2014. A motion to approve or disapprove?
I would move to approve.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Setzer. Discussion.
I've got a couple questions. Do we use all 58 of his days on this? This contract's for?
Yes. Okay.
How many extra days do we do?
The only extra that you would do is that protest time, and then it comes under the budget of the county or whatever the county board uses him for when we request him to go out maybe on commercials or things like that. So, yes.
Does this it says days. Are they eight-hour days? Or
they're longer sometimes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And does it include travel time on his in figuring his days? Or I guess if he's here for 8 hours or longer, then it doesn't matter.
No. Basically, he's even here on weekends, and he'll make appointments to go visit people on weekends if that's convenient. So he's really fulfilled. I mean, really, if we need something, he comes right away. And the biggest thing is last week we had a meeting, and with these appraisals, we met with the appraisal board. His partner, Mr. Kubert, his son runs the appraisal board now, is in charge of the appraisal board. And mass appraisal designations are not, we're trying to get as assessors a better mass appraisal designation because so many of our appraisers are fee appraisers in this area that we don't have mass appraisals. So it's a little different than just taking the subject and finding two comparables versus the whole mass appraisal system. And credentialed is a big word used in front of Turk, in front of anything now when you go to court. They want to make sure that these appraisers are credentialed because the counties in the east over here basically have some appraisers that didn't finish their continuing ed. It is almost a college degree now. Some of them fell in under a clause where grandfathered, yes. And many of them went on to take their classes to get in. A lot of them did not, so the amount of appraisers we have now are very limited. Commercial is almost, you have to almost go to Lincoln to find commercial appraisals. And I just happened to ask somebody yesterday what a commercial appraisal would cost, and it's pretty significant depending on like an ethanol plant or a biodiesel. So, you know, we're lucky to have had, in my opinion, and to have Darrell because he's well recognized in the state and he's one of the people that, you know, and his firm, his son is the one that does a lot of the computerization and stuff. You know, Darrell's still a little bit of pencil paper type of guy, but his son even has the top, I think, about the top designation as far as appraisals go. So,
having worked with a lot of appraisers and a lot of this over the years, we are getting a very fair deal with Darrell, and he does an excellent job, works way past what is expected of him. He gives us everything that we ask for, plus some.
And I think in protests this year, you know, having him around, it kind of showed a little bit more of what entails when you do a commercial property or something like that. So I feel very fortunate. I've worked with him for a number of years. So, you know, that's where I'm at with it. So, but like I said, you know, years ago we used to do things a lot different. Now when you want to go to court, that credentialed thing is so important.
It's huge.
And, you know, a lot of people can do market opinions, but Now, the appraisal is what you really need to be looking for when you're working with my office and my information, so.
Patty, the only thing I would say is, you know, I would certainly try to keep his days to a minimum, you know, try to maybe, eventually we're going to have to live without Daryl, try to do some more stuff in-house if we can, some
well,
of these things.
Well, we do go out now because we have a 1 and a 6 year plan where we go out and we do the pictures. Our office does. What Dan does is a lot of the pickup work. If you look back years ago, we had 2 appraisers in our office years ago. Now, we don't do the full-blown appraisals like we used to because it used to be that you did the whole county and then you put it on. Then it came about that you could do subclasses. You needed to do all commercial. You needed to do all small towns. You needed to do, you know, Beatrice or so forth. He will not go over this contracted amount. The only thing that if we need him to would be during the protest period when, you know, he is a consultant to you guys. So, but, yeah, and eventually I don't know because, you know, he's retirement age somewhat anyway. So that's one thing we may have to look at. Now, full-time appraisers, most of the counties that I know other than Lancaster and Douglas have contracted appraisers and they share. Like, you know, the smaller counties, they share the appraisers, so. And then they have so many days with each of them, so.
How does this compare to last year? Same, that's what it looked like, same rate.
Patty, anybody in your office that's interested, I guess, looking forward, anybody in your office that's been there, would desire to continue to be there, have an interest in going back to school? To meet these, I mean, we've got long-term employees. Always like to offer people an opportunity to do something
more. I can tell
more.
You it's going to take almost a 4-year college credit, plus it'll take 2,000 hours of internship under somebody. So that would be the only thing, you know.
Anybody have the desire to even scratch that?
I don't know that, you know, with the amount of classes and the amount of money, I don't know that you would save anything by doing that. I mean, we don't pay him benefits. We don't pay his, you know, health insurance or anything like that. It is a flat rate. And they would have to go clear to the commercial designation, which would even be more. I can ask the appraisal board to give you I'll give you a copy of what it takes to become an appraiser now.
Well, I'm not advocating not doing this right now, but, you know, she's talking about the gentleman retiring and moving into the future. What are we doing looking
forward? I've got even a couple people, well, probably about 3 that could be looking for a retirement real soon here. So, yeah. I mean, it is something to think about. The only thing is I don't know how we'd physically get the 2,000 hours of internship under another appraiser, and that's what it takes.
I think it would take a few years, obviously. But as I'm saying, if we've got long-term employees that have been there a while, want to be there a while, how are we offering them opportunities and encouraging them?
Yeah, it's just that, I can tell you that my deputy, and I think everybody probably it's out now, she's retiring in March. And so, March or April. And so that's going to take one out of my office. Basically, like I said, we go out and we help with the pictures and do some of the work in-house, but we still need somebody credentialed, and whether or not somebody would be interested to go on. You know, a fee appraiser makes quite a bit more than what probably if they would work in the county setting, so that's where a lot of those guys stay. So my biggest fear is what some counties have said is they take the time to train that person and they go out on their own, so you've got a situation there, too, where you've got to kind of be careful. So
these standards are set by the state that you have to live by then, is that correct?
The 1 and 6 year plan, yes.
I mean,
we
even
have
as
to
far
touch
as the
property.
Credentials that we...
This is the appraisal board.
Okay.
The appraisal board. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And his name is Tom Kubert. Anybody wants to... because we've been discussing that. Because the Assessors Association would like to get some classes for mass appraisal designation. The only way we could do that is make them a county employee, and then they would have to have quite a bit of schooling. And then as far as internship hours and stuff like that, I'm not sure how many hours that would have to be.
More discussion? Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the Standard Appraisal Services, Inc. agreement for 2013-2014. Vote 6-0-2. Approve. We'll back up once real quick. Anything or any more comments related to the Board of Equalization? Patty, anything else?
Nope, we're just getting ready for billing. I wish it didn't come in December for people. It's not the best type of our time of year, but I think Lori will probably send those out the middle of December, but that's the way the calendar says we're supposed to, so.
Okay. All right. If there's no more discussion relative to the Board of Equalization, we will adjourn Board of Equalization 8:40.